down to 5% of what it was 5 years ago.
For heaven's sake. So the thing is coming back into balance.
Well, that power. Because I don't know what's going to get the black bags.
Well, it'll be something.
I got no idea.
Well, we've got a few eagles. Black bags.
Oh, an eagle. They won't tackle black bags.
No.
No, they're mean. Real successful, but they were, I mean, when I was a kid, it was hardly anything.
No, well, you know, up until, oh, about the time I first started trawling on my own, the only time you'd ever see a blackback was when he was offshore. And they'd leave you. You'd come inside a seal island, they'd be just like the good and good. They'd stop following you, and you'd have nothing but herring bugs. But about that time, they started chasing you up inside.
Yeah.
I don't know what the connection was, whether they was low on feed out there or what, but that's about the same time the I just started nesting up inside, too. Whether there's a relationship or whether that was just a couple of different things happening at the same time.
Yeah.
But I never thought of that as a problem for the shag.
Well, they do this, I'm sure they do the same thing. You can.
See the gulls teared right up on, you know, they go down, sit on a laser, teared right up waiting for the fish boats to be coming in the end of the day. And you'll have flocks and flocks of eider ducks right up in the cove there, and they'll brush them over every once in a while. You know they're thinning them out, but there's no shortage of them.
I'm going on, there's more around this year than it's been so long.
Yeah.
And they get so many of them, I can't imagine. There must be some wetsies they're going to have to. But up in here, of course, they nest on western, the blackbacks do. Nest on western, they nest on Kakarong over here in Tunkia.
Yep.
And Tooch. As far as I can see, every small one that gets hatched, he gets eaten. But then they come back and nest the next year, and there's more than ever come back and nest. They must come from some other place.
Something's got to be working right. It's not interesting.
So.
I never thought of that.
Well, you know, a black guy, shag's no match for black guy.
Oh, no.
They are mean.
Well, you take something, 4 foot wingspan, four and a half foot.
They're so much more agile. Then I mean, on the land, they're more agile anyway, so they can drive the agile off the net.
Sure.
And get those little ones just as fast as they can catch them.
That's probably just what's going on.
Oh, sure it is. They just displace it.
Well, you know what that means. That means we're going to have blackback flounder again.
Could have, you know, 2-3 years ago we caught several in our traps, but not last year.
Well, we're picking up one or two strays.
We do.
Yeah. Again, maybe it's the staff. Maybe the river's been cleaned up a bit so that this stuff can start.
So, you know, something I wanted to do, but never would get a chance. But the old people used to tell about eulogies. Any one of these mud cultures, chock full of eulogies.
Yep.
Well, it's just a nice place for stuff to get in undercover.
Sure.
And I don't know if that had anything to do with the blackback's demise or not. There was no eelgrass when I was a kid, but there was still plenty of blackbacks. But that's an annual grass. It's got the seed in every year.
Yeah.
And evidently they claimed there was some kind of a disease got the seed.
That's
kind of quite everything else.
I've heard that too.
But you know, there's eelgrass now here and there.
Yeah.
And
but
in order for it to start it, you'd have to plant it, I would think.
Well, you'd